We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The new city budget's in the books, or is it? Joining us live on 1010 Winds, public advocate Jumani Williams. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So two very big topics to discuss, the budget and the spike in gun violence in the city. Let us first talk about the budget. You are unhappy with it and you're threatening action. Tell us what you want to see and what you're planning on doing.
There's a lot of things in the budget that I think are disturbing, but that's not the reason I'm taking action necessarily. I'm taking action because the primary message that this budget sends is a negative one. And I want people to listen closely when they're speaking of the budget. And I give the council credit because they had to restore tremendous cuts that the mayor proposed. So they had to restore 35,000 of 75,000 summer youth jobs. They had to restore the Good Shepherd Guidance Counseling Program. But I want people to listen because we still have to cut 40,000 summer youth jobs. We put a hiring freeze on almost every city agency that will lose people by attrition. We said that we have no money, so we cannot hire new guidance counselors, nurses, doctors, as Kings County is cutting an oncology department. We can't hire any additional social workers. But what we can do and what we must do is separate the NYPD and hire 1,000 additional police officers. And that's the wrong message we're sending in a moment where people are asking us to re-envision what public safety is. And we had the opportunity to do that, but we didn't. And so they're using, there's words being used to make it seem that this budget is doing something that it's not.
So what do you want to see? You want a hiring freeze? What specifically do you want to see?
The two things that I know need to happen is, one, there just needs to be a hiring freeze. If there's a hiring freeze for all city agencies, that should include the NYPD. And as we move toward this message of what safety is, I'm simply asking that the administration commit to a just transition for the school safety agents and the plan, the school safety that exists right now, to a one that's based on restorative justice. And those two things are really simple, and it says a lot why this mayor wouldn't agree to that.
So let's talk about the hiring freeze for a minute, because there is no recruitment class in July. So doesn't that basically amount to that?
No, there are, and this is the thing that they try to disguise. There's actually four classes that are coming on. They simply canceled one. So at the end, as we go through this cycle, this budget fiscal year, they will be hiring additional officers. And all we're saying is, just like the Department of Health, just like the Department of Education, that are sadly going to see cuts because people are attriting, treat the NYPD the same way as we reframe this message of public safety. We have to have our law enforcement as a part of that discussion, but we need those other agencies as well.
So let's talk, this actually bleeds a little, pardon the pun there, I didn't mean that to be, you know, rude, but it does bleed into the spike in gun violence. There were more than 500 shootings this year as of last Saturday in the city, 83 shootings over a 9-day period. So some would say that a hiring freeze in the NYPD is not a good idea. There's too much violence in the city. So what do you say about that?
The first is, we all have to agree that the violence is going up and it's too much. But we have to be honest about the story behind the numbers, because if we're not honest about the story behind the numbers, we'll have a dishonest response. During a global pandemic, when we are at depression-level economic state, based on what these communities were dealing with beforehand, everyone could have expected, particularly with a city that was at historic, even unsustainable lows, that we may have seen a spike. We don't want to, but we would have. And that's if you put a cop on every corner. The danger is if we say now the only thing that this community needs are police to arrest and summons and use guns and batons out of way of this problem. We need everybody engaged, all of the agencies. And the problem with this budget is it just doesn't do that. It doesn't put any additional money into the Department of Health, any additional money into the DOE. It cuts all of our youth programs. The one place that puts additional money into is 1,000 more police officers. And that is not helpful to the police that have a job to do or the community. What it will do is to see the cyclical things that we see when we try to address all of our problems with police officers. So I want to be clear in what I'm saying. We have to have law enforcement partners, but we can't ignore all of the other partners that go along with it because it doesn't provide the type of safety that people believe. And so what I have said is in a power that hasn't been used, I am not going to sign a tax warrant until that happens. And the next time that we're going to see that come into effect is in just a few months. And my hope is by then, the mayor will provide the leadership that's needed at this moment.
Okay, so you are threatening specifically to use a provision in the city charter to block the city from collecting property taxes unless there's this hiring freeze and the other things that you're demanding. The mayor was asked about this today during his daily briefing, and I just want to play for you what he had to say.
I was public advocate. I know the law. That's just a misinterpretation of the law. The law department feels that strongly. I know the city council feels that strongly. If you look at that passage, it says the public advocate and the city clerk sign off on the tax receipts. And I don't think anyone's going to say the city clerk can shut down the New York City government and shut down our budget, nor can the public advocate.
The New York Times quotes NYU law professor Roderick Hills as describing your analysis of the charter as, quote, completely absurd. So what's your response?
My response is the charter is actually quite clear, but it says, the public advocate and city clerk must sign off on the tax warrants. It's very clear about that. The one thing that the mayor said before was true was that he was public advocate. The rest of it, I believe, is misinterpreted the same way he's been misinterpreting 50A for all of these years. So what's going to happen now is the next time this is going to really come to a head is in September as they try to collect the taxes for the next quarter. I don't want that. This is all up to the mayor. I have a charter mandated duty, which is the tool I'm using right now to make sure we force this conversation that is too important to the people who are in communities where this violence is occurring. They don't want to just have lip service. They actually want to be safe in these communities.
So are you?
I want my mother and my sister and my cousin, all of us who live in these communities to be safe.
So are you willing to go to court over this?
I'm willing to do whatever it needs to be to exercise my charter mandated duty. But what I want to happen is that the mayor and I will have a conversation and the right thing will occur here. Because the two things that I'm actually pushing are the simplest. They're the bottom of the barrel. There are many things in the budget that I don't agree with. But I want to be clear, this power shouldn't be exercised very lightly at all.
So I have a question. You know, a lot of stuff gets played out in the media now. So you said, you want to have a conversation with the mayor. Have you picked up the phone and called him and asked for a meeting?
The mayor and I haven't spoken in a while. Our staff has spoken. I've spoken to his staff. I'm happy to do that. I would say the phone actually works both ways. But I'm happy to do that. I will do that. We have to have this conversation. But I want to be made clear. And so people can understand clearly the things that we're asking for are not pie in the sky. They're not even things that are any way weird or not. It's simply, if there's a hiring freeze, there should be a hiring freeze that's equitable and that we should commit to a just transition. If we have a mayor that can't commit to those two things, we may be in much more trouble than we think.
All right, public advocate Jumaane Williams, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.